Well, we do have a fireplace here, so we could probably make it any temperature we want. Oh, well. Anyhow, listen, there's a jet streak. It's racing across the Tasman. I believe we talked about it on Saturday. Its equatorward entrance is producing a low on the Australian coast, pretty much near 3-2 south. Now, at the same time, we've got a complex low that remains over New Zealand. This is what gave us the really bad weather over the weekend. Quite a bit of rain, chilly, and yeah, just not nice at all. Anyhow, there is a quasi-stationary front, which did in fact make it to New Caledonia, like we thought on Saturday. I can see it on imagery now. So it runs from there to 27 and 180, the date line, 27 and 180. Then it goes southeastward to its apparent depression. Now, by noon tomorrow, this low, the Australian low, is going to spool up pretty good, and it's going to become a complex low pattern. One of these lows is going to lie in the mid-Tasman near 33 and 165 east, and by Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, the depression is going to actually reach New Zealand. Here we go with another one. And that, of course, is going to be preceded by northerly winds. And that is going to put pay to any desire to head north from New Zealand. And we pretty much surmised that on Saturday as well, that this week would be a wipeout. Now, the forecast for the Opoa area, this will make some of you up in the islands very happy to be there. It's for northwest 25, gusting 35, rising 35, gusting 45 this morning. It'll ease a bit this afternoon, westerlies 25, gusting 35. The sea is going to be very rough, and of course, expect rain and poor visibility in the rain. Tuesday, up around the Opoa area, should see westerlies 10 to 15, but they'll shift on Wednesday to northeast 20, and then shift again to the northwest. It probably will be lighter, maybe around 10, 15 knots, before shifting yet again on Thursday to southwest 15, and showers will be coming along with that. And that southwest wind is going to be very, very cold. So, winds on Wednesday, if anybody did go, I hope you didn't, from 30 south all the way up to Fiji, look to be north to north-northwest about 20 knots, easing to northwest 10 to 15 near Fiji itself. Now, the quasi-stationary front looks to arrive Fiji probably late Thursday. So those of you that are in Minerva, late Thursday, we may see the front at Fiji, and Tonga maybe by Friday, which is what, the 1st of July. Now, winds over New Zealand Friday, like I said, are going to be very cold. They'll be out of the south, and they're going to be 30 knots or more. At the depression, it should be, central pressure should be about 989 at that point, and it's going to be east of East Cape. EC, however, has got yet another depression over New Zealand by, it looks like Sunday to me, about the 3rd of July, just before the American 4th of July holiday. Now, a possible departure date might be the 7th of July. I believe that's Monday. It possibly could be Tuesday. Anyhow, there's a moderate high developing on the Tasman, a 1024. It may wind up lying in mid-Tasman at that point. Well, that possibly could be the start of a window. Too far away to tell, but I know you're desperate to hang on to anything that's positive, so we'll take a look as time goes on. Now, looking at satellite imagery for the islands, I can see the quasi-stationary front over New Caledonia, and it includes the loyalties as well. Vanuatu looks pretty good. Fiji, they did have a very, very weak trough yesterday. Today, a fair amount of cloud, as does Tonga. Now, there's breaks with fair skies, but there's also quite a bit of cloud as well. So I would expect scattered showers for both groups, Fiji and Tonga, today and tomorrow as well. I don't see any signs of another building trough at this point, but there is cloud about, so you will have showers off and on. So continuing then, looking at Tonga conditions at 5 a.m. This morning, Tonga Tapu showed pretty light air. Broken skies, 1,600 feet, barometer 1016. The Papais reporting easterly 6 knots, scattered cloud at 1,700, barometer 1016 as well. Babao reports easterlies, occasional showers, about 5 knots, scattered 1,700 feet, and barometer 1015. Now, my wind forecast today is for easterlies there, about 15 knots, just about 1.5 knots. There'll be a few areas of 20 as the day rolls on. Near Babao, the wind may pick up just a little bit on Tuesday, but it should stay easterly, about 20 knots. I see it backing on Friday to the northeast. Friday, maybe the northeast, as the tail end of the quasi-stationary front should approach. One model, however, thinks the frontal band may not arrive until Sunday. So we'll see which one of those is correct. Fiji, as mentioned, shows a fair amount of cloud. The radar loop this morning, that was at 5 a.m., that shows showers. Most of the showers were on the eastern side of Viti Levu. Not that much around Palau, but the rest of Fiji, every now and again, the shower pops up and disappears, so not a whole lot, but enough to wet the deck, I suppose. So the conditions at 5 a.m., as reported, Mandi, calm, scattered cloud at 3,000 and 5,000 feet, at a low temperature of 19 C, and barometer 1014. Savu Savu had recent showers, easterly 8 to 10 knots, scattered at 2,300 and broken at 7,600, and barometer 1014. Suva reported calm, scattered 2,000, broken 4,800, barometer 1014. And Tabuni, southeast 12, scattered 2,200 and broken 5,000, and barometer 1012. So my wind forecast for Tabuni to Koro Island, southeast 15 to 20 as the day rolls on. Tomorrow, same direction, probably a little bit more, maybe 18 to 20. Vanua Balabu, east-southeast 15 to 20. Today and tomorrow, southeast about 20. Southern Lao, easterlies 10 to 15. And tomorrow, southeast 15 to maybe 20. Kandavu, east-northeast early today, about 15 knots. In fact, that's confirmed by the microwave satellite. But later on, I think it'll pretty much go easterly, about 15 knots, and the same for tomorrow, 15 to 20, that'll be east. And Yasawa's east-southeast, 15 to 20, and tomorrow, virtually the same thing, maybe a little bit more. I think it's Thursday, from what I'm looking at here. On Thursday, we're going to see a bit of a wind shift. I believe the front will be upon Fiji at that point. Again, it's the tail end of the front. There's not a lot in this at all. So the eastern half of the group, divide Fiji in half, I think we'll see northeast winds, and they'll be light to moderate. The western half is going to see northwest winds, again, light to moderate as well. Now, the winds are going to shift quite rapidly on Friday, Friday into Saturday, let's say. And my guess is going to be southeast winds about 20. So it's going to go from northwest to northeast, or northeast to northwest, depending upon where you are. And then that immediate shift to the southeast, and it will pick up to almost an immediate 20 knots. So Vanuatu, winds today should be light to moderate. Probably about 15 to 18 knots up and down the group, mostly southeast, but I do see easterlies over Afate and Jaramanga. Tuesday should bring easterlies about 15 to 20. This is, of course, midday now, right around noontime, when the sun has had a chance to warm things up. So when I give the wind forecast, that's about the time I'm giving it. Wednesday should bring that weak quasi-stationary front over Vanuatu. And still quite variable winds at that point. Very hard to give direction because the front is weak. And it just depends where you are, and orographics play a big role in this. So anyway, clouds should increase, and the winds could be all over the place at that point. That's on Wednesday. New Caledonia has a quasi-stationary front. Southeast winds about 10 to 15 for the Southern Lagoon and Ile de Pen. The winds are going to shift later to the northeast, about 15 to 20. Tomorrow, we'll see a shift to the northwest, 15 to 20, as the second front approaches. Yes, yet again, another front is coming toward New Caledonia. So a little bit of action there. Nothing severe, not like last year. Last year, we had quite a bit of activity, stronger winds. And for some reason this year, they're quite mellow, really, for the most part. All right, that's all I've got. Any questions or comments? Come now.
Morning,
go ahead. Okay. Hold on, let me take a look here. I'm going to give this back to Patricia while I try to get these models up. Hang on.
Yeah, it's interesting because there is one boat, friend of yours, I think, Chris, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, they're trying to get from Tonga to New Zealand shortly. Can you imagine coming back to this? But anyway, at least the winds are in the right direction for coming south. I don't remember having had so many north quadrant winds in the islands for quite some time, but at least Anisham is a nice place to be. But anyway, we'll see when you guys are all going to head to the Sook. By the way, folks, if you don't want to have your boat in the nice sooty anchorage of Resolution Bay there in Tanna, what we did, because David refused to take Chameleon there, was when we were in Port Vila, he wasn't actually interested in the volcano, but me and my godson, who was with us at the time, we flew down to Tanna and stayed in a very authentic, au naturel type little, I don't know I'd use the word motel, but it was accommodation, and they took us up to the mountain and also took us to one of these very, very primitive little villages where they don't have education and they live in trees and all that sort of stuff. It was very, very interesting. And you didn't have to worry about your boat in the anchorage. So and you can leave it on a mooring in Port Vila, which is very, very secure, or and have someone check on it if you like. But it just makes a worry-free visit, and you can really get further than and appreciate the culture a lot more than being in the main anchorage there. At Resolution Bay. So just a thought for people who don't want to take their boat into that anchorage, you can do it a different way, and it's not really all that expensive. And to be honest, it was probably, when I think of Vanuatu, we've been there three times, it was probably the highlight of my trip there. It was just very interesting to go inland and see all that. But anyway, back to those that want to go from Anisham to Tanna.
Yeah, well, Port Resolution. Well, it's I don't particularly like that anchorage for two reasons. One, in easterlies, which is what's going to happen tomorrow, it could be a bit rolly in there. But the worst thing isn't really that. It's the soot that comes down from the volcano. And I don't know how many boats that I've seen and or heard the captain and crew complaining about how long it took to clean the yacht. It's rather acidic as well. It just makes a bleeding mess of everything. Anyway, tomorrow the winds should be easterly from Anisham to Tanna, probably in the range of 15 knots, maybe 20, right in there. Yeah, probably more in the 15 knot range. However, bear in mind that that quasi-stationary front is on its way, and the models are indicating that on Wednesday you're going to have northerlies. So, frankly, I think if I were in Anisham, I would stay there until this system goes through and then carry on from there. But if you did go tomorrow, you'd have a good sail. Then you just have to gear protected with no problem in the northerly. But you probably wouldn't be doing anything with the trough, so I'm not sure what you would gain by doing it. But that's what it looks like. Northerlies on Wednesday, and I really don't want to go further because I'm not sure if it's going, the trough is going to linger. If it does, the winds will still stay northerly quadrant, but they could wind up being out of the northwest. Or you could even have northwest wind, or southwest wind, rather, in which case you're still okay in that anchorage. But you wouldn't really be able to do much when if there's drizzle about. Not very comfortable there, that's for sure. So hopefully that answers your question. Over. Okay, and I forgot also to talk about Minerva Reef. Basically today, the forecast for Minerva is north to northeast, 10 to 12, and I think the boat reports are verifying that, which is grateful. I'm grateful for it. And that's a really, really wonderful thing that you do when you give us your reports like that, because I can compare them with the modeling, and it just helps me give you a better report. Tuesday, easterlies 10 to 12. And also, if you were on your way to Fiji or Tonga, it also looks like easterlies at around 20 south tomorrow, also about 15 knots. Now, on Wednesday, it does change. The winds are going to go back to the northeast again, about 15 knots, 1-5 at Minerva, and Tonga Tapu should be about the same, and Fiji about the same as well, the southern parts anyway, northeast about 15 knots. So that's the story for Minerva Reef. Sorry, I forgot that. Okay, anybody else come down?
Okay, Morning. If you.